everybody. This is Amber.
This is T5A for PosCon. We're here at MiniAcon.
Indeed, there's a ton of people here despite the rain outside. It has been fantastic as far as turnout goes. There's a lot of cosplayers here.
And very noisy.
Yes, very noisy as well, but there's been a lot of people who have been kind enough to talk to us, let us take their pictures, let us take video. We've had a pretty good time so far.
So enjoy the video that we got for you.
Shoot me an email. I've got it locked down so that that's the wrong business card. But I've got it locked down so that I have to approve each registration. That way we have zero spam on our forms. I'm very proud of that.
Excellent. And we will
just shoot me an email.
We will put this link up. We'll put this link up on our website.
And we'll get you set up.
And one thing that's different about our group compared to other groups, we don't charge for anything.
That's right.
Free to join.
It is free to join.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, and it's not just DFW. It's not just DFW. We've got other people around the states. For a while, we actually had a guy in Sweden.
Yeah.
But he decided he would rather do things locally. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Just rule number one is have fun.
Sounds good. And what are your names for people who are watching?
I'm Kim Wilkinson. I'm the captain of the flagship, USS Summoner.
Okay. And
I am Richard Hodges. I am the first officer of the USS Ares.
Excellent. Well, pleasure to meet you guys.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you very much.
It is Papa Swag. Oh, yeah.
And it's like,
but you're having way too much fun.
No, that's good.
Sign me up for that. Right. They're trying again. The connect is not working. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, very much.
Good.
It'd be better if it weren't so cold.
It would be a lot better if it weren't so cold.
I'm always so cold.
Hungary. cosplay contest, which has 80 plus entrants. My God!
It's even more than AKON itself allows. They only allow 70, and that's with Skit.
How? Okay, at NakaCon we only had 76, and that's including 5 that showed up late, and we were like, sure, join us! This has 80!
It just means, you know, the cosplay hobby is growing. There are more people participating.
No, I'm very happy about this.
Hey, there we go.
So these are the judges. And I can tell you from experience that they're just gonna have a bunch of sheets of paper and they're gonna write down the names and numbers of all the contestants. And usually they'll just write down like a numeric score, like 1 to 5. Or they'll have a sheet up and spell the names of the contestants and then put like a dash star next to them and like, next this person! The system does get more complicated than that, but when you only have 30 seconds on stage to see a costume, that's it. You don't have enough time to really like write down these fancy neat notes.
Today I am going to be covering the wonderful topic, the ever popular topic, of inserting centered zippers. Usually if you have to make a costume that needs any sort of size adjustment, you'll either want to insert a zipper or some sort of expansion panels in it so that you can get in and out of it without having to pull it over your head and worry about seams breaking. For today's demonstration, I have a couple of pieces here of some fleece that I had spare lying around, and I've actually pre-done some of the work. As when you insert zippers, the first thing, of course, that you want to do, of course I should go back to the beginning, is to buy a zipper. They come in little packages that look something like this. And you can get these at any major craft store, Joann's, Hobby Lobby, Hancock Fabrics, that sort of thing. You can actually even get these in Walmarts around the nation and, well, some places now, because they've started bringing back their craft departments. Hooray for Walmart! But they come in packages. Here at the top, they'll have listed the size. This one, of course, is 22 inches, and it is also an all-purpose zipper. This actually does make a difference, because some costumes you may want to use a separating zipper, which means it comes completely apart at the bottom. If you need a heavier duty one, you can actually get heavy duty zippers, or what they call sports zippers. And you can also get a specialty kind called invisible zippers. And those are, of course, the kind that hide in seams that are, well, invisible, because sewing is nifty in that it names things based on their purpose. They come like this in the package. Usually they're folded up, but you can easily get rid of those creases with a good iron and a little bit of steam. They've actually started being really nice to you now in that they have these little instructions inside, and it may be a little bit hard to see on the camera, but they actually give you instructions on a little fold-out inside the package that tell you how to insert the zipper. Nice of them, isn't it? But of course, I'm going to be showing you this today, not based on these instructions, but actually based on the instructions given in the Complete Photo Guide to Sewing by the Singer Company that I reviewed last episode. So, we have our zipper here, and we have the fabric we're going to put it in. What I've done in advance, and this is the first thing that you're going to do, is to place your fabric right sides together, like so, and you're going to baste the seam all the way up from bottom to top. There we go. That way you can see that. And I have actually already clipped, so you can see here, about every 2 inches or so. This is because you're going to rip the stitching out later, and clipping it every couple of inches actually makes it a lot easier when you're ripping out small little sections like this instead of the whole line. Now that I've basted my 2 pieces of fabric together, I'm going to open it out, like so. And normally at this point, you would take your iron of choice, and you would press your seam open. This is very, very important at this stage, because it will ensure accurate insertion of the zipper. And no, that is not meant to be a dirty phrase. Insertion is actually a good thing when it comes to sewing. So normally you would press the seam open, but I'm not going to do that at this point for time's sake. So, what you would do at this point, you will take your zipper, figure out which end of your garment is up. You'd actually be really surprised how many times I have done this backwards. But you will make sure, for purposes of this tutorial, this is the top facing toward the camera. So, the top of the zipper will go up here, all the way down. Since zippers come in different sizes, you do need to make sure that you get the correct size for your garment. If for some reason you do need to shorten the zipper, you can do that by taking your machine, and as soon as you find out where you want the zipper to stop, say here, you would take your sewing machine, right here, pardon me, and you would actually sew a zigzag stitch across here about 5 or 6 times, more if you want it to be more secure. Make sure that you knot your threads or glue them or secure them using your method of choice. And then you would simply take another centimeter or so and then you'd cut the zipper. The stitching over the zipper's teeth will ensure that when the zipper comes down, it won't actually go past that point that you've stitched over. The stitching will actually stop the zipper, so you don't have to worry about it coming out even though you've cut off the bottom. Normally, zippers have these nice little stoppers here at the bottom to keep the zipper from moving, but stitches work just as well. For this purpose, the zipper needs to be closed when you put it down. This is going to be using the glue stick method, so what you would do is find this lovely glue stick. I'm using Craft Bond for today. Now, of course, if you prefer not to use a glue stick, if you would prefer to use stitch wishery or other forms of fusible web, you can certainly do that instead of a glue stick. However, if you do that, do make sure that you are careful not to get it directly on the teeth, because if you do that, your zipper will no longer open, and then you have the equivalent of a paperweight in fabric. And that is never fun. You will take the teeth on the zipper here, and you will center it right over your seam line. This is why pressing your seam open is extraordinarily important, and why I am foolish for not doing it here, but all the same, this is for a demonstration purpose. Of course, granted, I'm going to take this right back apart as soon as I'm done. So, you will take it and carefully match all the way down, pressing firmly. This is not a time where you want to use the iron to press on your zipper, mostly because the heat will activate the adhesive and make it soak into your fabric, and then it does horrible, horrible things to your fabric, and it may bleed through and cause a mess on the other side, the right side, that you don't want to be seen. Make sure that your zipper goes all the way down, including to the tips. If you need to add a little bit more glue stick to the tips, you can certainly do so. Take it and apply a little bit to the tips here. Make sure you don't get it all over your fingers, because that makes a really nasty mess. And contrary to what small school children think, glue does not taste good, nor should it go in your mouth. That is not what it is intended for. I have my zipper pressed down nice and firmly. It has been basted with glue, or with your fusible of choice. Now that I've done that, what I'm going to do, I'm going to keep the zipper closed. I'm going to flip this over right side up. Poof! Ta-da! There is a right side of the fabric. Yes, this is from Joann Fabrics, as you can see. This is not meant to be branding. I am not marketing for Joann's. This just happens to be the fabric I had. At this point, there are two ways of actually two, so you can see it on camera. There are two ways of covering sewing the zipper down. You can either do it from the front, which is called top stitching, or you can do it from the back, which is just normal stitching. If you do it from the back, be very, 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 did I mention very careful not to stitch over the teeth, because if you stitch over the teeth or too close to the teeth in your zipper will no longer open and close, and then, of course, you have paperweight. This is why I have actually come to prefer the top stitching method. I actually used to do it from the back. In fact, I've almost always done it from the back, but I'd have to be really careful with my sewing machine. So, this is the way that I would recommend doing it, simply because this way your zipper is much less likely to jam. You will get some tape. It can be masking tape. Preferably, you probably don't want to use duct tape, simply because it's going to leave nasty residue on your fabric, and because it's harder to get off. Also, this method may or may not be able to be used with napped fabrics. This is something that you should definitely test on your fabric. Take a small piece of tape, like so. You will take it, and you will push it against an inconspicuous corner of your fabric, like so, and make sure that it does not pull off pieces of fabric or fibers from your fabric. Because if it does, you cannot use this method, otherwise you will tear your fabric apart. So, once you have tested your fabric, then you will take a piece of tape, and what I'm going to do is lay tape down the length of the zipper. This is so that I'm basically marking a stitching line, because the tape is going to tell me exactly where to sew. First thing though, and I did forget one tiny step here, and that is to mark the bottom of your zipper with a pin. This is, of course, so you know where to stop sewing. So what I'm going to do is look for the bottom of my zipper here. You can actually stitch a little bit above it. Normally zippers have this little split here at the bottom. You'll probably want to sew across right where the split ends instead of all the way at the bottom. You don't actually have to sew all the way to the bottom of the zipper. So I'm going to mark this with my finger really quickly as I hold this down. I'm going to mark with a pin, like so. Unfortunately, yes, this does cause two pinholes in your fabric, so if you would prefer to mark it using a different method, you are more than welcome to do so. Always take what I say with a healthy handful of salt and maybe a little bit of pepper. And chili powder, of course. So I'm going to take my tape, masking tape, of course. I'm going to center it over the seam line. If for some reason you have trouble centering it, you can always take out a piece of tape and then take a ruler, like so, and then measure the center of the tape. Most tape has a pretty standard width to it. This one happens to be 3/4 inch. So just divide by two and, you know, draw you a little line down the center of the tape. This is mostly for accuracy purposes. So if you're pretty good at eyeballing it, since the tape is kind of translucent, not transparent, but translucent, you can actually see through it to see to the seam line. So you can eyeball it if you feel secure in your eyeballing ability. Specialty zippers and invisible zippers are, of course, an entirely different matter, and this method should not be used with invisible zippers. Now that I've marked down my stitching line, make sure that your zipper is, of course, closed and the tab is pulled up, as that will make it much easier on your sewing machine. What I'm going to do is stitch around the tape edges here using my zipper foot. You're going to stitch right along the outside of the tape. Place the foot down carefully, bearing in mind that yes, there is a zipper tab right here. Your foot will probably not like going over it, so you may actually have to lift the foot and manually sew where the tab is located. All right, so I have finished sewing. You take the tape and you remove it. This is where if you stitch through the tape, you may actually get a little bit of tape here stuck in your seam, and you can always take a good seam ripper and take it out. But as you can see, the tape... Yeah, my bobbin jammed again here. The tape provides a really nice, clean guide for even stitching along the sides of the zipper. This is actually one of the better guides I have found. There we go. Now that I have thrown that away, what you would do at this point is you will make sure that you tie off your threads. Usually I just use a square knot or overhand knot, like so. I usually tie 3 times myself just to make sure that it's good and secure, and then snip the edges. What you would do at this point is down the center, you would start to rip out your basting. And then once you are done with that, you would press with an iron to make sure that the seam stays nice and flat. As you can see, there are still nice clean edges to the zipper, but I did want to show you one thing that is actually a problem with this particular method, and this just happens to be due to the adhesive used, which is a glue stick. Glue sticks aren't really meant to be used on fabric, for permanent bonds for one, and on fabric period for two. Because unfortunately what this does, since the adhesive isn't very strong, is that sometimes your edges here will pop out, like so. This is because the edges weren't stitched down when you stitched along the tape. This is normal. However, this just happens to be one of the problems, is that you may get your edges popping out every so often. You can always tuck them back in, you know, with a good pin or a seam ripper. But this is part of why you do press after you've ripped all of your threads out. You do want to press the edges so that they're nice and clean. If you want to, you can very carefully use a thin line of adhesive here along the inside. If you do this, just make sure, very, very sure, that you don't get any liquid adhesive in your zipper, simply because, of course, as I've repeated myself, unfortunately, one too many times, your zipper stops working, basically. If you have a really thin line of fusibles, you can use that as well. Or, if you want to, this is where you can always, you know, edge stitch, if you would like, the edges of your fabric here. Just make sure that you don't catch your zipper teeth inside as you sew. The last thing you want to do, and this is probably the most important part, is to make sure your zipper actually opens and closes and works. So as we can see, the zipper does work. This parts very beautifully. You can see the clean edges hide the zipper actually fairly well. Like I said, you can always make sure you take an iron and press along the edge to make sure it's nice and clean and stays on the inside instead of popping out like it sometimes does. If the fabric does pop out, incidentally, it can get stuck in your zipper, so if you do catch it popping out, make sure that you secure it down fairly quickly. We'll put that back up to the top. When you're done with your zipper, at the very top, just because there is actually a slight gap here between the zipper and the top of the fabric, you can use a hook and eye right here at the top, or you can use any number of method of small closures to make sure that this actually closes all the way here at the top and stays closed. And that, good audience, is inserting a centered zipper.
Knob isn't turning.
Oh.